You ever just want to listen to some random people talk about the Packers?
Well, you're in luck, because we're two random people who talk about the Packers.
And other interesting things.
I'm Mary.
And I'm Craig.
And this is Pack Chat.
Hello, everybody.
We're here for a summer special.
Yes, summer has been special. It is, it's been a while since we chatted. We had the draft, and pretty much it's been quarantine time here, so there hasn't been much sports. There hasn't been, frankly, much of anything
at all.
All that exciting or great.
Well, there's been a lot of other things.
A lot of other things going on in the world right now, so sports kind of just is taking a back seat. But yeah, it is almost August here, and teams are getting back into things. Baseball started up again. If you're the Miami Marlins fan, you get shut down again. So it's going to be interesting to see.
How did that even, like, they really need to restrict their players more. How did that sneak in? You think that what you would do with your team is you would test everybody, and then basically you're not allowed to do anything until the season's over.
Just kind of what the NBA is trying to do, but you can't arrest, you know, you can't put people under house. Like, how do you, people still have free will.
Yeah, but if you care about your profession and you care about not making your organization look bad, you're not going to go out to a bar or travel a lot.
Right. But the same can be said for us as human beings, you know. And
but
still,
if it was your job to play professional basketball and you're getting paid millions of dollars to literally just stay in Disney World or wherever they are, don't you think you could manage doing that for like a couple months?
I think personally that I would be able to do that.
I think I would too. If given the opportunity. It's my job to not get sick.
Yeah.
I'm going to not get sick.
Yeah, I don't agree with the decisions that some players are making, but I can see it happening.
I'm not blaming anybody on the Marlins. I have no idea how they contracted it.
Yeah,
I haven't seen that either. But I'm just saying, like, if you want sports to be able to function and to work, then the players have to take it super seriously. Mm-hmm. And they can't be out and about. They just can't be.
Yeah. No, it's
because
it's
once
true.
They get sick, it's done.
Right. It's going to just tear through locker rooms.
Right. And
so we're, kind of on the brink of the NFL getting back up and started. And there's just a lot of information to sift through. But we thought it'd be worthwhile because there's been a few things here and there, and I guess what we have to start with is some relationship news in Packer land.
Oh, yeah. Danica Patrick and Aaron Rodgers
are no longer
together. Since when?
I guess the last pictures of them together was like when they were stranded in Peru before quarantine. So,
well, when was the draft?
The draft was in April.
Okay, my theory was that they broke up because of Aaron Rodgers being
so upset over drafting Jordan Love.
Really? Yeah. My theory is that he became like very annoying to be around because it's the only thing he talked about.
Wow, that's a bold theory.
How could they did that to me? And Danica Patrick was just like, "You're messing with my mojo."
Right.
She's like a
Why don't we go do some yoga?
She's a very like spiritual kumbaya lady who doesn't want to deal with
Mary's
the negativity that Aaron Rodgers was probably putting out. It's probably messing with her vibing and
headstands. She does some intense workouts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's just a theory that he just became like
you guys
super
missed
annoying
it.
To be around.
The limitation of a podcast is you couldn't see Mary's hand gestures for describing how Danica might react to this.
And she was just like, You're too much for me right now, Aaron. I can't do this.
And we don't know.
I think he got fixated on it, like in A Beautiful Mind, like how Russell Crowe is like in that house taping up all of the.
Oh, man.
Like, I think that was Aaron.
Is quite a movie to watch, right? And you think he's onto something until the end. You realize he's just crazy.
Movie. Yeah, that's such a good movie.
Oh, spoiler alert. Sorry. I guess you can't really say that after the fact. Yeah, so there was that, and what really brought us to want to do a Pack Chat today is, of course, you as our fans and our listeners have reached out.
People have been asking, when's the next Pack Chat?
Right, and we've said,
you just wanted to hear our voices again.
Yeah, we're still here.
Yeah, we make you feel like
it's
like not everything's changed.
It had been so long since we've done a pack chat that I was signed out of my Anchor, which is what we record on. I've signed out of my Anchor account and had to reset my password. So it clearly has been a long time. But in Packer news, again, related to Aaron Rodgers, he was on the Kyle Brandt's new, I think it's a Ringer podcast. And I think it was his first episode, but he does this. It's called like 10 questions. And he talked to Aaron Rodgers and basically asked for his thoughts on the draft. And, you know, he describes that he's listening and he's watching the draft as it goes along. And he clearly had his eye on Justin Jefferson. He, you know, said that LSU guy, trying to like play it off like he really maybe didn't know his name. But then he also said the Arizona State guy, like Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah.
Both getting snatched.
He knew all their names.
Yeah. They got snatched by the Vikings and the 49ers.
He had a list next to him, and he was following, crossing names off. I think Aaron wants to go into coaching and managing teams.
He kind of seems like.
I think he would want to do that.
He'd have the personality for it.
Although he might be more of like a Bill Belichick, like.
Yeah.
Just. doesn't work well, which he gets that reputation, but do you wonder why he has that reputation, you know?
Yeah. I mean, if they get results.
Like, here's the thing. If Drew Brees, if they drafted a quarterback, you know, like Jordan, like let's just pretend, was it Sean Payton drafts? Mm-hmm.
I don't know who their GM is. Yeah.
We don't know anything about the Saints, but they drafted Jordan Love. People would not be blowing up like, oh, how is Drew Brees going to handle this?
There would be talk about it.
Not as much but talk. Yeah,
it's
maybe he's not the best example, but there would be talk, but Drew Brees would be like, yeah, I'm 40.
Yeah. Yeah, so.
Aaron Rodgers is what, 36? He's going to be 37.
36, yeah.
He's not that old.
He's not. And so he talks about it and how he's just waiting. And he said there was a delay and he got a text from his agent and it said QB. So he immediately went and poured himself four fingers of tequila because he knew he would be getting basically, you know, harassed all night about how you doing, how you feeling. And so he clearly didn't enjoy it. You know, and he was very much disappointed and he was clear about that. And he definitely seemed to take offense with so many people saying, oh, there's so many parallels between when the Packers drafted Rodgers when
we had Favre. He's clearly thought about this. He's like, there's really no parallels except for age.
Right. Yeah, he's like, I've been very clear that I want to play into my 40s and that this is my only team I want to play with. He's like, he didn't mention it.
He doesn't want to move.
Yeah. He didn't call out the alternative of what Brett Favre was.
I don't understand why he likes Green Bay, personally. I've never really liked that town.
Wow. We are hosts of the Pack Chat podcast, and you just threw Green Bay under the bus. Are you more of an Ashwaubenon or DePere?
Okay, let me clarify. Not the people of Green Bay, but the city itself besides, like, Lambeau. It's not like a big city.
Right.
It doesn't have a big city feel. Like, it's not a destination city where people are going to go. Like, when I was saying that, I've never been a big fan of Green Bay, I meant, like, I'm not going to go there for a vacation. I'm going to go there for a Packer game, but that's it.
I think we're losing fans as you keep talking. This is a horrible confession.
I didn't mean that I'm not a fan of the Packers, Craig.
But the city that they play in, you're not a fan of either.
How many times have you been there for fun other than the Packers?
Well, I don't think that's a relevant question.
What does one do in Green Bay except for Bayport Beach, which is a little dirty?
You can go to Hinterland Brewing and get a cold one.
So what I'm saying is I'm surprised that Aaron is saying he wants to live in Green Bay like that. It's like he seems like a guy that would like want to live in a bigger city.
But he does get to do that most of the, you know, during the season he's traveling and he doesn't spend the off season in Green Bay, you know, like he's just there in a, like, it's like being almost like you travel for work, you know, he's in his house, he's doing his thing.
Well, but some people are actually there because they have families.
Right, right.
Aaron Rodgers has more freedom to move about.
He does, yeah.
Yeah, so that's why I'm like, yeah, he's making it sound like he lives in Green Bay full time.
Yeah, which he doesn't. So he's saying he likes the franchise. He's comfortable there. I think he's, I think he's encouraged by the changes he's seen with Matt LaFleur as well.
I don't think that, and he's pretty salty in his little interview because he's like, our team was 13-3. We were one game away from the Super Bowl. Not sure why you are ready to move on.
Right, and he goes through the the records of the teams leading up to him being drafted, and they weren't all that good. You know, yeah. Favre was struggling. And he also brought up the fact that he's like, I indicated that I'd play till I was 40 and would retire here, which he didn't specifically say it, but Brett Favre was hinting around it. Am I going to retire? Am I not? Am I going to retire? Am I right. not? And he basically said, he's like, the league is different now. They start young quarterbacks. So he's like, I wouldn't be surprised if we part ways in the next year or two. But he did say he called and congratulated Jordan Love and, you know, said he looks forward to working with him. So that, you know, that was a nice olive branch, obviously, to
extend. They were still together extend. On April 11th. When was the draft?
I'd have to double check.
There's a picture of them together.
That was the last one that was posted.
April 11th.
Well, let's see when the NFL draft was. You know, the days kind of run together. But, yeah.
I think my theory might be correct.
Maybe it is. It would correlate. Or they just, you know, they were stranded in Peru together. So maybe things got heated there. But, yeah, Rodgers' response was he's...
It was April 23rd.
The draft was April 23rd.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, in a word, Rodgers' response is basically that he was bummed, but not bitter to it. Well, you know, he gets it from an organization standpoint, and
but it's stupid because if you think about their reasoning, they were somehow, remember they're saying they're confident in the wide receivers that they had. And they're not planning on starting Jordan Love. Like, they still want Aaron Rodgers as their quarterback. And I'm just really afraid that this is, like, going to cause a major rift between Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur.
Right, or he's not going to play to his potential.
He's just going to be crabby.
But he plays... I don't
want a crabby Aaron Rodgers.
Right, but he plays... There's an amount of pride there, right? Like, he's not going to just tank a season.
But what if it gets in his head, though? Like, I have to do... Like, the pressure of... They're going to put Jordan Love in if I suck it up.
Right.
Like, I need to play better. And what if it gets in his head rather than drives him to be better? What if it drives him to insanity?
It could, but I think there's...
I'd feel that pressure. I wouldn't be able to handle it. I'd be like, I can't play my best with this other quarterback breathing down my back.
Granted, Rodgers has really never been in this situation, so it is uncharted water for him, but uncharted territory. But, I mean, you look at it and you say, well, he's a competitor. He competes week in and week out like he is... athlete of the highest caliber. Like, if he can't handle a rookie coming in and he can't beat him out fair and square in training camp, then maybe it is time to part ways. But I just don't see...
it's not time to start a rookie quarterback. Like, I really do think there's value in having them sit a bit.
Well, and there's...
Like, I think have them sit 3 seasons, then start him. Give Aaron Rodgers 3 more years.
And people look at the template, obviously, of Patrick Mahomes, and it's like, yeah, you got to get these guys playing while they're on their rookie contract because they're cheap, and you surround them with talent, and that's how you win a Super Bowl, which is true. But especially now, thankfully, Jordan Love is young. But when we're looking at it, like, this could be a lost season, right? Like, there's been no rookie, you know, there's been no OTAs, no mini camps. I mean, I don't know what the season's going to end up looking like. I don't
know how they're going to get, like, how are they going to play? Like, I was telling Craig earlier, watching the game, the whatever games, whenever they start, I feel like everyone's going to look like a total mess.
It's going to be bad. There's going to be injuries.
The players aren't going to know where to go. They're not going to know their routes.
Right.
There's going to be no chemistry.
Yeah.
They're just going to be a mess.
So this.
It's going to be like watching high school football.
COVID definitely favors teams with continuity, you know? So.
Yeah.
I mean, thankfully, we had 1 year in with LaFleur, you know, and like I said, it's all the reason that they're not going to blow it up and start Jordan you're right. Love
there
this year.
There are going to be injuries. Like, people are going to come in, like, overweight. Well, you know what I mean? Not pound-wise, but not enough muscle and, like,
yeah, if they haven't bellies. Been, if they haven't been training like they should be, so.
Oh, and the offensive line's not going to be good because they're missing Brian Bulaga.
Brian Bulaga's gone.
That's going to throw off the
and
line.
I think a lot, it's going to be interesting to see one of our listeners, Tom pointed out that, you know, so Devin Funchess announced that he's going to be sitting the year out and the NFL is allowing it and they've arranged stipends for their players. So if you're high risk, you get $350,000. For kind of your stipend
what
for the year.
What was Funchess's reason? Did you read it?
I didn't get his reason, but he is... so Devin Funchess, our off-season acquisition at wide receiver, is going to not play this coming year because of COVID, and I think that probably has an impact of maybe how the wide receiver group is viewed now. You know, no major stars have come out and said that they're not going to play this year, but it maybe is just a matter of time before that happens. And then, you know, will the dominoes continue to fall? Will there actually even be a season? And, you know, again, Tom had brought up some good points about, you know, think about the linemen, how close those guys are. Are they going to be required to wear face shields? You know, how do you avoid a major outbreak, especially when you have these large teams? If baseball can't do it, I don't ever see how football can do it. So it'll be interesting to see how the baseball season and the NBA seasons play out to know what's going to happen in football. But, you know, these players have to all get tested. I think they need to have 3 negative tests over 4 days before they can start practicing. And it's going to be pretty strict. So
he gave up a $2.5 million contract.
Oh, it's $2.5 million. Okay. That's right. Last year he had signed a $10 million deal. And this year it was $2.5 million.
Yeah.
That's right.
So instead he gets what, $150,000? Mm-hmm. We don't know his background on why he's not going to play.
Yeah,
okay. We respect the decision. At the same time, yes, like, I get it. Like, people are going to opt out to play. It's a pandemic. But it still kind of stinks.
It does as a fan, right? Because you want to see them playing. Totally.
Because they based the draft off of knowing they had Funches. Like, mm-hmm. they had him, so they're like, we don't need a wide receiver that badly because we feel really good about this pickup.
Right. And you can look at it the same
as, like, that's a bummer.
an injury happening or something like that. But I wouldn't be surprised.
I'm not mad at him for deciding not
to
play. No,
of course not.
But yeah. It's a bummer.
It is. Because you want to see the guy play. And right. He's also coming off of an injury.
And it was a one-season deal he signed on. Like, what is that going to just shift to next
year? I think it extends. Yep. It basically just carries over. But I don't know how that works with cap space and, like.
Right. They could still maybe decide to cut him, or plus they're going to pay him then.
Plus, these guys, he's going to be a year older. He's going to be a year removed from the NFL.
How's the NFL even going to, like, how are these teams even be able to afford to pay their players?
I mean, they do have some coffers. They're still going to have merchandising and TV contracts. And I mean, but there needs to be a season.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. If there's not a season, then things get really complicated. And it's unprecedented, right? I mean,
yeah.
it's not like it's a big strike or players are holding out. Although there has been plenty of disagreements, it sounds like, in what's been
preseason, how are they going to decide their final roster?
That is the biggest question.
That is going to, like, there's going to be some talent that they let go just because they don't know.
Yeah, there's those late round draft picks and free agents are going to.
How are they going to base it?
I don't know.
Like, it's just.
You're going to have to show up. You're going to have to show up. I mean, in practice, the limited practices that they can have and the practice times are going to be limited. And
it's going to be one of the sloppiest NFL seasons ever.
It could be bad. There could be a ton of injuries.
It's going to be really hard to watch. It's going to be so sloppy.
It could be very, very bad. Well, think about,
nobody's going to know where they're going. It's like, I mean, we should have more faith in them, but nothing replaces actual practice time.
Yeah.
You can't just have a Zoom meeting and think people get it. Like, you need to actually run through it together over and over and over and over. That's how you perfect something.
It's true. We really, I think we call up Jordy Nelson. I think we get him.
I don't think he's coming back, Craig.
I think we get him off the farm. We need that connection. We get Randall Cobb somehow.
Oh, has Randall Cobb?
Yeah, who did he sign for? He's not going back to Dallas. But
I know. Is he with the Jets?
Oh, I don't know. Some team that's not the Packers, which is too bad.
Why wouldn't he just come back to the Packers? We need him.
It would be great to have him. Oh, other rumblings in Packer Nation is that
there's some person there. Oh, from the Vikings, right?
Yes.
That they're trying to sign.
Everson Griffin?
That sounds right. Do we need that position? What a position is he? Something with the line, right?
Yeah, I mean, he could basically play.
He's with the Texans.
Randall Cobb. Oh, okay. Bummer. Stayed in Texas, though.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Yeah, so, Griffin would definitely give us. It would bolster our defensive line a little bit. And if you think about him with Za'Darius Smith and Preston Smith and Kenny Clark, Rashawn Gary, I mean, that becomes a scary pass rush. But I don't think we can afford him, you know. This all is tentative speak because I just don't I don't know how all this COVID stuff plays out, yeah. if there's going to be a season. So
I just Googled like Packers just to get the Packers news. Every story is about Aaron Rodgers.
His interview.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers foresees future split from the Packers after Jordan Love pick. Just look at the facts.
Just look That's at the facts.
Is it basically him saying to Green Bay, I'm not an idiot. Like, you can tell me that you want to keep me, blah, 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 but look at the facts.
He also brought up the fact that he's like, I fell to 24. He's like, they traded up to get Jordan. He's like, these are different circumstances.
Yeah.
So I think that was what he was really hung up on, is they traded up to get him. And he's
like,
oh,
when they traded up, he was like, ooh, what are they going to do?
Yeah, and then he got the text from his agent, QB. His heart must have just sank.
Yeah.
But statistically...
Why did they do that again? Just because there's no good wide receiver? They would have had to take a second-round wide receiver.
Best of it. I mean, they truly must have felt...
Because of the Vikings and the 49ers.
They did. They got two wide receivers, and I don't know.
They made a move to block the Packers from getting a wide receiver.
It felt that way. Mm-hmm. And... maybe it all plays out differently, but the Packers felt very strongly about Jordan Love. They had him graded very high.
They were going to take Jordan Love regardless.
His 2018 tape was really good, 2019 not so much. And statistically, Rodgers is, you know, he has fallen off as of late.
People argue it's because we haven't given him the things he needs.
It's possible that he's on the decline, but he's always able to make more of it. But, yeah. Oh, I was going to mention that Danny Vitale, former Packer fullback who signed with the Patriots, has also taken the year off.
Who?
Danny Vitale.
Oh, yeah.
So there's other players out there.
This article says Aaron Rodgers pounded tequila after Packers drafted quarterback.
He never said he pounded it.
I know. That's TMZ. this is...
Don't get your news from TMZ.
Bunches cites family's health.
There you go.
Green Bay Packers receiver Devin Funchess, who had firsthand experience with COVID-19 this offseason while caring for family members with the disease, has opted out of the 2020 season.
Even more respect then.
Okay. The 26-year-old veteran was the only experienced addition the Packers made to the receiving core. Let's see. He had to care for family members diagnosed with COVID. My closest family members have experienced the life-threatening impact of COVID-19 firsthand, and for their own safety and my own safety, I've decided to opt out of the upcoming NFL season. This is not a decision I took lightly, but is what is best for my family and myself at this time.
Well, it's hard to know.
So it sounds like he didn't have it, but...
Took care of family members that did.
So maybe he saw how awful it is?
Maybe.
I don't know. Or he doesn't want to have to isolate from his family in case he has to take care of them again.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, I completely respect it. I mean, you know, and there's players that, you know, they have young families or kids, or like you say, they're close to other family members that might be in ill health or at risk. Completely understand it. All right. Well,
that's all we have for now.
Yeah, boy. We'll see. We'll see what happens. We'll see if practices get up and running like they're supposed to. And
Do you have anything?
I've got nothing. I've been
offer our fans out there. The first to either send us a message on Twitter, use like, you know, I have to say like, what is our handle on Twitter? @PackChat.
Yep.
Find us on Twitter. Find us on Twitter. Then write something about the Packers. Maybe your own trivia question, and you got to tag us to it. So saying @PackChat, whatever our name is.
Is anyone going to do this?
Okay. Or I'm giving options. Or you can send us an email.
PackChatPodcast@gmail.com.
Okay.
Our Twitter handle is @Pack_chat.
That's what it is. I couldn't remember where the underscore was. So you either send us a shout out on Twitter or send us an email. The first to do this will be getting a prize in the mail.
Ooh. And the other thing that you can look for us to push out because with content, Mary's going to be issuing a formal apology letter to the city of Green Bay.
Ugh. I love my Packers, but I personally would not want to live in Green Bay.
What about the pier?
I think that's like a fine thing to say. Obviously, the whole state of Wisconsin loves the Packers, but not everybody is trying to get to live in Green Bay as fast as they possibly can.
Yeah.
I'm sure it's a fine town to live in. We've got good friends that live in Green Bay. Yeah. No offense, people.
Some of my best friends live in Green Bay.
It just doesn't mean... it's not a knock on the Packers, okay? It's a slight knock on Green Bay.
All right.
Okay. Okay.
All right, guys. Take care of yourselves. And we'll
go Pack go. It's hard to say that when I feel like, what if there isn't actually a season?
Stay cheesy.
Who knows what'll even happen with fantasy football?
Oh man, that's a thing too.
It's like you'll draft people and then they opt out. There should be an opting out deadline.
There is.
Oh, okay.
For the players.
When
I think
is
they
it?
Have till August 3rd.
Oh, okay.
Cool. Yeah. To opt out and get money. I think, yeah. Anywho.
All right, have a good night.
See ya.